Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And we are here with our Tony Awards historian, Brian Hobgood.
Hello again.
We are celebrating the Tony Awards. It is an exciting, exciting time.
I love celebrating the Tony Awards.
I remember when I won my first Tony.
Oh, Rob.
It was Tony Danza.
Cue the music. The
yeah, my flashback music.
When was the first Tony Awards? Do you remember actually watching the first Tony Awards?
Yeah, the first. Oh, what a great question. The first one I ever watched was the 1986 Tony Awards. I was 3 years old.
Wow.
And my parents, because they just bought a camcorder, videotaped me watching the Tony Awards.
I'm done. I can't even handle
That's
it.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of cool to have like a record of really the exact moment that you fell in love with theater. But yeah, what about
you? Wow. I can't quite remember the year. I have to go back and look. But I remember sitting and watching it for the first time. Bernadette Peters was very much a part of it. I would have to get back to you, though. I think it was like 89. I want to say somewhere around then. Mm. Unless she wasn't involved in them then, I don't know.
Was she
a host of the awards at all?
I don't think she's ever host. I could be wrong. I don't think she did. Did she?
She might have co-hosted with
Yeah, that sounds
I feel like
right.
She did. I feel like she... I should.
We don't know.
Well, it was. I don't have a cassette tape of my parents videotaping me though, and I'm impressed.
Oh my god! I used to remember she used to wear those dresses with no shoulders.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah,
bare shoulders, cleavage out, and everything. That's why you liked it, didn't you, Kevin? That's why.
That's why I remember. Do you remember your first Tony Awards?
Well, okay. My first Tony Awards that I remember watching in full was the '97 Awards when Titanic won.
Oh yeah,
but I feel like I can. I also remember watching Leah Salonga win the Tony for Miss Saigon in 1991.
Mm.
So I had seen
right,
yeah,
bits and pieces. I don't know if I remember watching the entire ceremony, but
you know what I used to love because I think it was in '97. Do you remember when they used to do like an hour before on PBS?
Yes,
yeah.
And the design, and people were always so angry. They're like, "Oh, they're moving the design awards to the PBS when no one's watching." But what PBS did, which was so cool, they used to do like really in-depth discussions with the designers, and they would show the sketches and the set
models.
Talk
to Michael John Lacusa how he wrote Wild Party, and I wish they would. Yes,
I don't mind that.
I love.
I'd rather them
stuff.
Do that than give out those awards during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, that's just offensive.
It's offensive, and you know, you get like a 3 second clip of the acceptance speech, like during the commercial break. This happened.
But I always think it's important if you don't get to see the shows, what exactly it helps. What are they talking about?
Yeah, right.
What are they talking
and
about?
Why? What does a designer do in order to come up with their design and all of that? It gives context to
and
what they do.
That was so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to throw it back for a hot second to 1996, if I may.
Okay.
When Julie Andrews received a Tony nomination for Victor Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else did. And she withdrew her nomination.
Famously.
And she said, my egregiously overlooked cast and crew. So this favorite thing is about egregiously overlooked people this year who should have received a nomination that did not get a nomination. Now, this was a really healthy, wonderful season because we've had so many new musicals.
Right.
on Broadway. We've had so many new plays. Things are so wonderful. It's really a good time. Last season we were talking that pretty much everything was dominated by Hamilton.
Right.
And we played the game if Hamilton wasn't around, what would have won?
Right.
This year nobody knows what's winning. So unfortunately some people weren't able to get nominated. Some shows weren't able to get nominated. So what do we think has been egregiously overlooked, to quote our great friend Julie Andrews?
People, shows, directors, everything. So the starting in the acting categories, the first person that comes to mind who I was rocked by, to steal a phrase from you, Kevin, sorry, was Richard Topol from Indecent. I am flabbergasted. He would have been my pick to win, let alone be nominated.
Agreed.
I could not believe that after seeing it.
He had me in tears.
Richard Topol in Indecent plays this young, nervous man who sits in on a play reading and then eventually goes to be their stage manager and then becomes the keeper of the play. And he's pretty much our narrator
throughout the whole show.
Yeah, he's our guide. This is a brilliant performance.
Agreed.
This was a brilliant performance.
And also a breakout performance, because he's been doing theater for years as kind of like small bit parts or ensemble parts. And this was his real first Broadway.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm looking at the leading actor category. There's a couple of people on there that I'm like, they could easily have been moved.
Well, he was eligible and featured.
Oh.
Which.
It's a tough category. I see one person that I'm like, I could get rid of. Mm-hmm. No offense, because he's a wonderful actor, but yeah.
I thought that the whole musical Sunset Boulevard was overlooked a little bit in certain categories. Obviously Glenn Close couldn't have won because she already won for that. I thought it could have been up maybe for a revival because it was a new production. It was a new version of a production. And I felt like at least could be in that category.
It's very intimate. It's in terms of the fact that it's not like aesthetically it's scaled down, not intimate.
Say what you want about the piece or the production itself, but I just thought I thought it could have been recognized in some way. I felt like they definitely got overlooked.
And I thought when you played Norma Desmond at Algonquin, that you were overlooked in that production.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
You should have seen my
just
wig.
Like Norma. Yeah.
I mean, I know that you called it a grassroots production where you performed on the set when everyone had gone home, but
that's right.
I thought it was wonderful.
Just me in a ghost light.
Yeah, and I don't know why security had to be called, but I thought you did such a really, really good job.
Did you see The Significant Other?
I did.
Yes. Gideon Glick. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't think?
Yeah, we're gonna have contrasting thoughts on this, Rob.
I love it. Okay, so let's just lay out the facts. And we'll let the audience decide. Significant Other is a play by Joshua Harmon that had a millennial, a nice off-Broadway run, and it was about a millennial gay man in his 20s who's looking around as all of his female friends are getting married one by one. And there's a lead actor in it named Gideon Glick, who I thought gave... That's it. That's all we need to know. So I thought he gave a brilliant performance. I loved it. I thought he should have been nominated for leading actor because he carried the show, and I thought he was wonderful, and I thought he was funny. Say what you want about the play, because I do think there's problems with the play itself. Gotcha. But I thought his performance should have at least received a nomination. Why it didn't, I think, is because the Tony. I have feelings about the age demographic between who's nominating and what they're seeing on stage.
Yes,
and this
indeed.
Was a very. The indeed. Story was aimed at a very specific audience. That's just my opinion.
Totally,
Mr. Hobgood.
Yeah, understand that sentiment, but as someone who probably falls into that demographic of who the play was geared towards, I really just didn't enjoy the play at all. I found it to be pretty rough all around. But if Gideon Glick had been nominated, I would have said, like, yeah, okay, you deserve to be nominated. He gave a good performance. That being said, I'm happy with the five nominees. Like, if you took out somebody, it'd be Dennis Arndt from Heisenberg, but I think that he was really solid in that two-person show. But for me, Gideon, like... He has one really emotional scene at the end, which is, like, good. But as I was sitting there watching it, and we have a mutual friend who saw it with me, actually, and he has a lot to say about the same performance. It just felt like it didn't go anywhere. Like, he started at a 10, and didn't have an arc. It was just like...
You think that's the writing or you think that's...
No, I think it was him. I mean, I think it's both. I think the writing doesn't necessarily allow for that, but I think a good actor can take that and make it work. Mm. And I was fine with Gideon, but I couldn't really separate whether I didn't like the performance or whether I didn't like him, which is not a good thing. Because I found the character to be so incredibly unlikable that...
Yeah.
And if you can't separate yourself from that, I was like, are you just annoying to me? Like, also the idea that this character is supposed to be down on himself because he is, like, you know, in the gay world and he doesn't feel like he's as attractive as some of the other people or whatever. But Gideon Glick's not a bad-looking guy. Like, he's fairly attractive. He's fairly fit. And so to have him stand there on stage and kind of bemoan, like, oh, woe is me, and then be judgmental against other people, I was like, oh, I don't love this. And it really rubbed me the wrong way.
Okay. So I get that. I get that. And I think that's a writing issue.
Yeah.
But I totally understand. However, I thought he gave a really good performance.
Sure.
And I think he should. There's some people on this list that I'm like... I don't want to mention any more names, but I'm just like, I'm kind of confused.
It's only five.
What'd you say?
So there's only five.
Hey, Anastasia. She should have gotten a nomination.
She should have.
I think that Christy Altimer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is so fantastic, and she is so wonderful up there, and I'm so angry.
You are.
I'm really angry, because I think it's a great performance. I think she beautifully acts the role. I think she beautifully sings the role. I think she has a wonderful stage presence. Say what you want about the show. And then I'm looking at the list of the people who did get nominated.
I agree that she should have been nominated. But based on the list of the five...
Damn it.
There's only one person on the list of five that I would take off. And I don't mind saying who it is. I don't think Danae Benton should have been nominated for Great Comet. I was really underwhelmed by her performance, especially having seen Philippa Sue do it off-Broadway.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
And look, she sounded fine, but she's carrying that show. I mean, Natasha is the... I mean, obviously... You know, Anastasia is the name of the show, too, and she's Anastasia. But Natasha is the first word in the title of that show. You have to be freaking strong night after night. And she was so bland, and she couldn't hit the top notes in her soprano. I was so unimpressed.
You didn't.
So I would have given Christy Altimer that spot.
Where the hell is Christy Altimer?
Yeah, no, I still think that she should have been nominated, though. I think you're right.
Totally.
Whoever wins, when Bette Midler accepts that award, I'm going to tackle her and be like, Christy, it's for you.
Oh, Bette. She's
like
so
Kanye and like Taylor Kanye. Swift. That's good.
Oof. Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What else? Any other things that we're forgetting here?
I have a few, but Kevin, you haven't said one yet.
I would like to just give a little shout out to Philippa Sue, because the Amelie, I actually found it quite charming. I find her very charming.
She
though.
Is. She's charming.
A charming actress.
And she's the face of that show, and I thought she really gave a really nice performance and was stunning in it.
I think that's wonderful. I just came up with, No. I just came up. I just realized something. Remember how we were talking about on the other show about, you know, crew that we feel bad for? I feel bad for that Anastasia, the Amelie marketing team, who came up with an entire new marketing campaign and put it in every single subway station in New York City. And then we're told a week after the new posters went up, the show was closing.
Right.
That marketing team, I feel bad for. Sorry. Raspberries? Yeah. I didn't even realize she had raspberry fingers because everything was red.
Because it's red in the background.
So I was like, everyone's like raspberry fingers. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I actually, when we did the show about, categories that don't exist, I was going to throw you guys a curveball and add a category of like best, marketing design.
Oh.
Best like poster. And I would have given worst poster to Amelie because it was... Like, why do you have the raspberries on your fingers if you're in the red background?
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
It just drove me crazy.
Feels God, like... I went, nobody was in that audience.
Really?
That makes me so sad when you go see a show and you're like, empty seats everywhere. Eek. It makes me so sad. Mm-hmm. And regardless of what you think of the show, it makes me so sad.
I have one or two other just like shout outs to people who didn't get nominated who I think should have been, if I can name them real quick.
Yes.
We don't have to talk about them in depth if you don't want to, but...
Name them.
I thought Barrett Doss should have been nominated for Groundhog Day.
Yes, she was fabulous.
Because I think as much as Andy Carl does in that show, I think she kind of provides the necessary heart there. I thought that... speaking of present laughter before, Kevin Klein, I thought Kate Burton should have been nominated.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
She was Kate Burton awesome.
Is always amazing.
She was great. Katrina Lincoln in Decent, too. That featured actress in a play category kind of had me a little... But I thought those people should have been nominated. I think that's probably... Those are probably my peeps.
Anybody? No, I think we all did, all did pretty good. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, just a couple that I was like, oh... Oh, we were talking about this before we went on air. Alice and Janney and Six Degrees of Separation didn't get a nomination.
I would have liked her to have been nominated. But I also don't like Kate Blanchett as an actress. I've never liked her ever, so I'm a little biased. But
like as a movie actress, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen her. I saw her at BAM last year. And I did not see The Present. It was the only show this year that I did not see.
You saw it, right, Kevin?
Yeah,
you loved it.
Sutton and I saw it. I loved it.
Interesting.
And we were like in the back too, with people talking the whole time. And it played like a drama, a television drama, really. It was really well done.
Yeah.
And she was Kate Blanchett. I mean, she was like doing her thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also does movies, goes back to Melbourne and does her theater. I mean, she does movies to fund her theater, basically.
Right, because that's her love.
And you can tell that she flexes that muscle often. She's not just like some movie star coming on stage trying to like act. I mean, she really is strong. And that was an ensemble piece because they've been acting that play for like a year and a half. So you could sense that they were together. It was tight. So I think it's cool that she got a nomination.
Do you guys watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah.
My favorite line from last season is when Titus insults Cate Blanchett and his boyfriend says, "What do you mean? Cate Blanchett's a great actress." And Titus goes, "Is she or is she just tall?" It's the best joke of the entire season.
Is she just?
And then they like pause and think about it. It's fantastic. Oh,
I loved her in Blue Jasmine.
Oh yeah,
as a Woody movie. Allen. I liked her in Blue Jasmine. No. Yeah, it was a movie. Woody Allen movie. Yeah,
the one she won the Oscar for. Yeah. The second one, right?
It was like Streetcar Named Desire, just through Woody Allen's eyes, but it was very good. So that's it. I think everyone else at that point has been not egregiously overlooked, but. Egregiously? No, how would you say it? I want to say egregiously overlooked, but they've been justly rewarded.
I think so.
Justly rewarded.
I don't think there's any real, except for Christy and you mentioned, I don't think anyone, I think they did a good job this year recognizing people for the most part.
And the other thing is, as we talked about before, it's such a strong season with so many good performances that someone's going to get left out.
Yeah.
And that's us.
Yeah.
But the only ones that were, I think, egregiously overlooked, well, maybe only one, is Christy Altomare. I think she really probably deserved the nomination, but... the other ones you could make an argument for, someone had to be left out.
Maybe if the show was stronger, who knows? But yeah.
Which one?
Anastasia.
I actually didn't.
If the piece was stronger, I think it might have.
I liked Anastasia. I really did. Except, I'll tell you what I didn't like. I've never seen the movie.
There you go.
Well, bingo. Yeah.
So I've never seen the movie.
Totally. Well, that will do it.
Is the subplot with the Russian guy?
No, they took that from the original movie. They took that from the original. So they market it saying that it's based on the movies.
Yeah, both the animated movie and the original real life movie.
Guests.
That part was the weak part of the show for me, for sure. I mean, it was that, why?
And then it was like, it felt like we stretched this all out.
It could have been
Well, the worst was
conversation.
Can I do a spoiler alert? if anyone's for Anastasia, you want to do a spoiler alert? Is
no.
that okay?
At this point, no. I doubt there's it's anything that's a spoiler, yeah.
Okay. Was at the end when she's like, okay, now I'm in charge, and he comes running in with the gun.
How'd you get
like,
in?
And he's like, I'm going to shoot you. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Guards.
I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, no, that made no sense.
I'm like, I know she can't die because she's Anastasia. Like, she can't
there's
die.
There's no dramatic tension at all.
So, like, what's going to happen?
Like, okay.
And I'm sorry, I have an issue in like a children's show. Like a guy has just run on stage with a gun and he's going to blow her head off. I'm like, I'm sorry, this doesn't really work for me.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him because I think he's such a lovely actor.
Ramen.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I think he's so Ramen. That's his name.
Noodle.
His name
is
Noodle House. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His parents were great Noodle Houses. but no, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, he's a great performer.
Because I was like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Songs about like Mother Russia and like what it was like to live in the past. And I'm like, what's happening? Where's John Bolton? Can he come out and dance a little bit more?
Vlad.
I love John Bolton.
Me too.
He's so funny. Oh, Caroline O'Connor didn't get.
She didn't. I'm okay with her not getting nominated, but actually I would have preferred her over Mary Beth Pyle. I think her dance number in Act 2 is off the chain.
She's amazing.
She's incredible. Yeah. We should get her for the show. I'd love to talk to her.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't she be great to talk to? Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Oh, you were? Oh, yeah. Mary Beth.
I thought Mary Beth was fine.
How did she get that nomination?
That's the thing. It's like, if you're going to nominate someone from Anastasia, you can
we'll
her.
Talk. We'll talk about that when we talk about that.
Yeah, but I just, I don't know.
And Brantley has her winning.
Yeah. But,
please.
I've thought about Brantley and Jesse Green's picks.
But the Tony Awards, it's like any other award show, which is there's the people who should win and who should be nominated and the people who are going to get it because they've been in the business for 90 years or because it's their turn. So maybe she was one of those. Although I really liked her in it. I thought she was doing good work in it. I see why she got nominated. If she got nominated for Dangerous Liaisons, then we'd have a whole other
That'd
topic.
That'd be fun.
Because at that point, I'm like, I didn't even... I totally forgot that show was even part of this season.
I'm in the minority. I freaking loved it.
You loved it?
With the exception of Liv Schreiber, who was vastly miscast.
I heard were negative things about
it. He was terrible. I don't care what anyone says. Janet McTeer can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She
is
phenomenal. She was great. And honestly, if it had been better received, she should have been nominated.
Let's put Janet McTeer into war paint. Who did she do Mary Stewart with? You know, they should. You know what they should do instead of War Paint? Hmm. They should do a musical kind of like War Paint, but it's about Bea Arthur and Betty White not liking each other on the Golden Girls set. Yes. That should be a feud. Tell Ryan Murphy that should be the next feud.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Harriet Walter.
Harriet Walter.
Good job.
And like, Janet McTeer should do War
there
Paint.
There it is.
In rep. I think that would be great, don't you?
Yes.
And then maybe Laura Linney and Cynthia Golden Nixon Rage. Go over and talk their way through the song.
Well, no, they're just going to do Sideshow instead.
Oh, that would be great. Could Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone go do Little Foxes?
I would kill to see Patti LuPone do Regina. Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
She would chew it up.
She wouldn't just like let her husband die of poison. She'd push him down the stairs.
She would push him down the stairs, mm-hmm. then stamp on him.
Yeah.
And then take his cell phone away.
Exactly. And turn it off and put it back.
All right. This was our egregiously overlooked favorite things. All of you. We love you.
We love you. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. Who do you think was egregiously overlooked besides Kevin's beautiful production?
As long as it's egregious.
I just love Juliana. Egregiously overlooked.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now. And get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.